Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, newly certified PhD in sandwichology, who simultaneously cannot tell the difference between crack and cocaine. And with me, I have...
Okay, now that James is off of Jeopardy, I have a chance to go on there and win enough money to get myself a new car and a new Mac Pro. I'll make it happen, I swear.
And...
I don't know what Mac that doesn't cost. Thousands of dollars to get. Although I should go for someone pay me.
Well, I mean, we don't know. Like, it's possible you don't come cheap. You know, someone's got to buy you like a very expensive steak dinner first.
Yes, yes, it's that. It allows them to buy me on the ship. Buy me anime, buy me music, buy me. Just what I can think of.
Pay your car, get it fixed, bling it out like it's Pimp My Ride. Like, Mark, we've heard that you like anime, so we have a real waifu in the trunk. We could show this on MTV, right? Nah, relax. They wouldn't do it to you. I'm pretty sure Exhibit would not go full shield hero.
Oh.
Is that show almost done now? I want it to go away.
Almost done. We just got to truck through the king and princess, now being called Trash and Bitch.
Oh, how very classy.
Yeah.
Anyway, episode 132. How's y'all's weeks been going?
Not too exciting of a week for me, really. Just the usual working and... resting when I'm not working. I finally got over my jet lag, so I'm not super tired, which is great, because that shit sucks. And other than that, nothing to report except, I kind of enjoyed the Apple WWDC presentation, as usual, because I'm a geek like that, which means it's the start of summer, which means E3 is a week away. That's always fun.
I greatly look forward to being simultaneously impressed and disappointed, possibly by the same announcements.
That was me today. More on that later.
Times. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Let's see. It's been work, and can you tell with these months that I'm kind of tired? Because I've been working for, because since Wednesday, I've been working like now, like for almost, I say almost for a week now. Except I was off Saturday. Except I'm saying this right now. If you're off for one day at work, do not call somebody on the day off to work. If you only have that one day, day off.
That's the fucking worst.
Ugh. Oh my god! Don't tell me someone pulled the clerks on you.
So I didn't go. Because I'm like, no, fuck that. Although, no, that's that. You know what? I decline. It really that means I am not going no way in hell.
Motherfucker, I'm not even supposed to come into work today. Figure it out. Boom.
And you already got me six days this week for me to work. Let me have this day off. Damn it.
Days off are important.
And hopefully no one I know listens to this show, so they don't know it's me, so I'm good.
Of course. Anyway, as for me, I'm still beaming with absolute joy because I got to see the giant scaly monsters destroy cities and kill each other. took us 20 years and 3 tries, but we finally fucking got it. Oh boy, was that a fucking ride. I really gotta go see that movie again. I may go see it again on Thursday or maybe Wednesday. I know they probably still have IMAX screenings, you know, assuming the theaters don't get rented out by yet another bullshit X-Men movie.
Knowing them, they're gonna make 17 more prequel movies for some reason.
I'm telling you, man, X-Men 3, that like eternally kneecapped that franchise for like the decade and a half afterwards, man. That's impressive. One movie caused 15 years of other lesser movies. Wow.
Well, I mean, Days of Future Past and Logan were all right, but everything else,
Oh, I wouldn't even go that far. Like, X-Men First Class is clearly the best one. And Days of Future Past is... Well, I mean, okay, Logan I haven't seen yet. Maybe that one's the great one, but I'm talking about the stuff affiliated with the main chronology. But still, I need to go see more Scaly Boys. And then, of course, we I had a station meeting earlier where we finally cleaned out the rest of the CDs. And I was shopping around at places here and there trying to find pieces for a potential cosplay. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably already know what that is. Hopefully I can maybe find the... Man, supply hunting's a bitch. I couldn't even find the right clothes at Goodwill. Fucking Goodwill! They can't help you. You're fucked. But that's neither here nor there. So yeah, that was my week. That was our weeks. So now we move on to the usual meat of the podcast, starting, of course, with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there will be a playlist to these songs down in the description, so you can follow along and find some jams that may pique your interest. So let's start off at the top here. In fact, the very top. Let's go back to January, where one of the first big rock albums of the year that I recall Mr. Alex praising and me completely forgetting to bring up in that album roundup was Strength in Numbers, the debut full-length from up-and-coming act Fever 333. This shit jammed pretty hard. I'm greatly looking forward to hearing new material from them soon, and it looks like we do have some new material from them now, in the strangest way possible.
Yeah... Imagine a crossover between Kate Bush and Slipknot, and you get this.
Yes, it looks like the guys in Fever have teamed up with the internet's favorite pop music enigma, Poppy, who I'm sure if you're all very internet meme savvy, you already know who that is. So yeah, the pair have teamed up on a track called Scary Mask. And it opens up with some ominous but soft cooing synth pop kind of things for the chorus, with a slight level of regal elegance, as you can tell by the video. But then it pretty much hard left turns when Fever 333 kicks in, and the song rips ahead with those very pounding, stomping, like Slipknot-style drum grooves and fucking guitar rhythms and shit. Just all fucking heavy, especially that ominous bridge kind of slowing things down with some more manic instrumental parts. Lots of screeching in the vocals, more jamming and, you know, fucking aggressive breakdowns and shit, solo shredding. All the while, the mysterious pop queen just keeps bursting in and out. It's like, I feel like this is what happens if you try to take the piss out of baby metal. I'm not sure if that's what she's intending, but that's kind of the vibe I get. At the same time, however, it does kind of work. Shit, this is actually way heavier than anything off of Strength in Numbers as far as Fever's music is concerned. Goddamn.
Yeah, this is a very uniquely strange piece. It goes a little too jarring between the slower pop section and the more aggressive, faster metal section. But that aside, it's pretty good. But now I'm left wondering, will Billie Eilish respond? Because you know how all those industry plants work.
The question is, who does she team up with then?
I guess we'll have to wait and find out. Only time will tell.
Indeed. And speaking of time, according to the countdown on my computer here, there is still no new full-length album from Burial coming anytime soon. But the man is still releasing, you know, EPs, vinyls, and one-off tracks here and there. Apparently he's got a new, like, two-song release coming out, I think, next week? Or maybe it's coming out sometime this week, I forgot to mark that down. But we do have a new single from the man, coming in the form of a track called Claustro. And this is definitely like a very, like, this is definitely a track that, like, you jam out to, because it's got a lot of, like, very jungle-style electronic rhythms that kind of, like, repeat over time. Like, you know, for a whole, like, 6 minutes with those thumping kicks, that kind of shaky snare hi-hat interplay. A lot of heavily artificial synths popping in and out of the mix. Those, like, mixed up, droning, echoing, like, vocal samples, you know, just kind of riding along the top everything. So, again, this is very much like, you know, it's good vibe shit. As the man has always been known to do.
Yeah, Tiptoe into Trance. It's, an interesting track with that regard, but it kind of loops around a bit too much for my liking. Just a personal tick I have with it.
So let's move on to our next track here, you know, since we want to get, you know, speaking of jarring, so to speak. Looks like we got a new project from Carbomb coming down the horizon. It's coming out sometime fall this year. No name for the album, but we do have a lead-off single here called Dissect Yourself. And as always, what is this? I don't really even. You know, it opens up with very aggressive chugging guitars and, you know, offbeat drum pounds with kind of blast beats and D beats. The guitars kind of, like, have this slow sort of push to them that eventually explode into these, like, digital squeals just kind of drilling against your senses. You know, there's a lot of those muddy low-end chords that it repeats on, those fucking downward slides mixing in with all the digital squeaks, the slow building bridge as the guitar chugs, you know, get lower and groovy, kind of picking up and losing momentum as the song goes on, kind of like a wave. The drums sort of keep up at a similar pace, like they'll get really slow, they'll move really fast, get jittery, lose all the, you know, they'll jump around the momentum and the tempo all the time. As always with a lot of Carbomb tracks, this is definitely one of those ones that just kind of like stops. There's not really a clear end out to the thing. It just kind of, you know, boom, we rushed it into the runtime. Now wait for the album. It's all right. I'm not sure I'm feeling it as much as what their last album was. But you know, I'm curious as always where this goes.
I haven't wondered in a while what an off the air bit would look like when set to extreme mathcore, and this is pretty much it. It's a nice surprise that could get anyone lost in a psychedelic trance when they are just staring at this video for 2.5 minutes, just wondering, where is this taking me? Where am I going? I want more. But yeah, it's alright.
You can just imagine this airing on Toonami at some point.
Well, it has to pass the epilepsy test, because, you know.
Oh yeah, right. Shit.
Yeah, never mind. Just ask Dragon Ball Super about that.
Oh. Oh.
That's why it's choppy. It's something to do with, you know, TV standards, especially with flashing images. Blame Toei.
Yes, that answers that. So anyway, moving on from there, we got a new single here from Fantogram. You know, the sort of synthy dream pop act, one half of the collaborative project Big Grams, you know, that they do with rapper Big Boy. That's probably where, like, us know them from, or at least where I know them from. Yeah, we got this new single here called Into Happiness, and yep, this is certainly some dream pop. Lots of Baroque-style pianos, these shuffling, clicking drums, the synths building these walls of chords that reinforce, like, the main melodic progressions, as, of course, more crystalline synths play out a more clear-cut melody over top all that. Nice sounding vocal performances and lyrics that are all, you know, pleasing to the ears and whatnot. It's nice.
Yes, this is very nice. A very nice track. Like, maybe, like, I heard Fantogram, like, maybe once or twice in my lifetime, at least for some songs. But yeah, this is some good, you know, like very rogue dream synth pop that I can get with. And Duke is like the message song is, like into happiness as in, you know, step out of the darkness and into the light as in if you've been to some shit, you know, there's gonna be the light because, you know, you know, all that shit.
Yep, indeed.
Mm-hmm. I got more of an indie alt rock vibe from this, and as far as indie alt rock goes, this is pretty solid. It's got some catchy hooks, solid lyrics, and the instrumentation is just synthetic enough to add some flavor to it and not make it sound like, well, all of alt-rock radio right now.
Indeed. So anyway, moving on from that, so let's talk about this second album that King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard will be putting out this year.
Oh, good.
Or at least, I'm inclined to assume that. They haven't said anything yet. But we got a new one-off single here called Self-Immolate, and it's very much in the exact same style as the last single we talked about from these guys, Planet B, namely their take on metal music. I mean, it pretty much comes right out of the gate with these tribal pounding, you know, tom rhythms with the aggressive chugging riffs, then immediately switching to the D-beats, fucking that good old-fashioned off-kilter gallop riff with the shredding solo-y lead parts. The song kind of syncopating off at these odd intervals, and of course Stu McKenzie's vocals bouncing back and forth between his normal, like, you know, melodic psychedelia and the really deep, gruff, like, stereotypical metal voice. Plenty of hard-hitting double kicks in there, and, you know, I gotta admit, this shit is still pretty banging, so if they are doing a metal-esque album, then bring it on, man.
I think this song shows why I have a hard time getting into this band. They're just a little too scattered and inconsistent for me from album to album, song to song, style to style. I like the garage metal vibe of this. It's just, if I go through another random track of theirs, it might not be in that same style, and I might just not like it that much. So, quality over quantity.
Well, look on the bright side. At least they're probably not inclined to veer into 90s Euro dance anytime soon. Speaking of which, The Voids! Yeah, so, another single one-off here called The Eternal Tao. And yes, it's pronounced Tao, not Tao. Learn that shit. But yeah, this is one, you know, the whole point of The Voids is to be as weird and as different from anything Julia Casablancas has previously been involved with. And even though they get into a lot of, like, really that weird 90s alt-rock period from time to time, this one, as I said, goes into more Eurodance territory, aided by production from popular musical figures Kieran J. Callanan and Mr. Mac DeMarco. You're up on the chopping block soon, sir. But yeah, this one is... this has got, like, this really bleepy-bloopy triplet synth groove in there. There's a distinctly Eurodance drum machine, like, that's how you can tell. There's a lot of weird synths and meandering guitar work that kind of pops in and out of the rest of the song. There's a bit of a groove to it, and of course these really weird what-the-fuck vocals and lyrics from Mr. Julian, and bizarro-ass auto-tune shit in the chorus. And there's even, like, some Japanese string instrumentation up in there at some point. I gotta admit, this is kind of pushing the barrier as far as, like, weird for weird's sake. I'm not sure how to respond to this.
So, damn, this is fucking weird. Even so weird that, you know, on the video, or at least the lyric video, they got every lyric in, English, Spanish, I'm guessing Japanese, and I don't know what's on the left side, but I... yeah, this is all sorts of weird shit. I don't know if it's weird for weird's sake for me. I mean, I kind of got into it a bit. I mean, it's also crazy. No craziness happening, but I don't know. I mean, I just listen to it. That's just it. I mean, it's the right track.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from that to this past week's entry into the Adult Swim Singles program. This one comes courtesy of a rapper named Chester Watson. It's called Cloud Mask, and I have never heard of this guy, so I don't really know where to go with this introduction. Quick, someone help me. I'm floundering here.
Okay, so, yeah, I don't know shit about him either. I heard he had an album out last year, which I ain't heard of, and I can tell one thing about this guy. He really just had this very... this hazy beat that kind of really gives you all spacey and weird and shit with these very weird lyrics that he got with Run All Black Though, Power Be All My Black Folk, Lack Quinces That Don't Like Hope, with Stardust and the Astro of his, I think Mr. Mars On My Dreams, No Seafoam Skies, Ocean That Screams, which... okay, this okay. He really has some very late, some laid back, weird vibes that I can mess with. I can definitely dig this track. I listened to it a few times. I'm like, okay, this is some type of shit that I like. And being on this is one of the few hip hop songs unless that we have on the list this week. We get the one we like later on. But yeah, this is pretty good.
So anyway, moving on from that. To Three Teeth, who have dropped yet another single from their upcoming July 5th release, Meta War. This one's called Affluenza, which, as the name implies, is all about the plague that the rich are, inflicting on the rest of society. As you could tell, Three Teeth are comrades. They are also very concerned about the contents of Kim Kardashian's ass. You can just look up any article with the song. You that'll give the context. But yeah, this one, it again comes stomping right out of the gate. That very down-tuned, syncopated, thick-ass guitar riff, accentuated by, you know, the bouncy drums, emphasizing a lot of the hi-hats, a lot of those dark, hard synths that come in to maintain this aggressive, bitter vibe. You know, the pretty, you know, catchy rhythms, and of course the deliberately over-the-top lyrical content. I mean, there's too many lines here I could say, but I'll save you. You can just go to like the Genius page or something. But yeah, this is pretty much, you know, not much to say other than it actually kind of rips pretty hard, to the point where I actually kind of think I might enjoy this more than the new Rammstein record. Again, you'll hear about that later on next week or so.
I have a different take on this. And it proves to me something that I've thought for a while, is that when people try to sound like they're saying something really important, they're not. Yeah, tax the wealthy, we're caring too much about nothing, we're too vain, blah, 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 we know all this. And it doesn't help that, to me, the song just, it's just standard nu metal sounding with, well, it's missing some teeth. And this band isn't really doing much for me, so,
You know, I could deal with the difference of opinion, but I should smack you in the face for that pun.
I had to put something in there to get some enjoyment out of my, dissatisfaction with this track, so, deal with it.
Anyway, moving on from that. So it's been about, I believe, 4 years or so since the last time we got a new full length from the band Sleet or Kinney, and it looks like they might actually be gearing up to get some new stuff out there, because we finally have a new single from them called Hurry On Home, produced by the popular musician Saint Vincent. So it sounds sort of in, you know, the general wheelhouse of Sleet or Kinney. This is a very twangy guitar riff with a pretty raw sounding drum production. Kind of very, like, loud thuds. I guess they're going for a more naturalistic sounding style. The guitars all work to reinforce, like, the various melodies, especially with, like, some of the 80s rock chorus work going on. There are many layers of, you know, women vocals in there that sounds like quintessentially Sleater style material. It's a simple song, it's a simple pleasure, but it works, and I'm intrigued to hear more.
Well, it's got a good groove to it, interesting video, and pretty much it. That's all I got.
All right, so now we can move on to our last song here, which comes with a very important life lesson that we all need to internalize, and that is, crime pays.
Yep, mine will take over for me for this.
Oh, of course.
So, we all been hearing about, you know, when swimming, this freaking metal of time. So, we be all here knowing about when's release date of Bandana, when's that going to come out. And we finally have a release date. June 28th. Oh, this is going to be a good day for me. Yes, 5 years since their first time with Piano, and which, by this time, they consider a hip-hop classic. They're now returning, and why did they release some singles before? The newest single, which of course is called Crime Pays. This is the shit you expect from Gibbs and Matt live together. Like, this is a fucking, this is just fucking beautiful. The sample Matt live got is from a song called Free Spirits from Walt Burritt, which you hear from the bridge. You hear that part where it said, "Follow the wind, time to begin your like, time to begin your life. You got control to start again, do it right." Like, you know, that's how Madlib does some sounds like that. It sounds so beautiful. And of course, for Gibbs on the mic, you know how Gibbs does. He always talking about, you know, in most of his game around, you know what he does. And oh yeah, for those who keep counting him, he's still dissing Jeezy, and even A$AP Rocky at one line, which what he said, and which yeah, by the way, because you know him and Young Jeezy, well, they did beef one time, And Freddy did this deal for his own small sense. Oh, and the music video. Farmer Gibbs.
Oh, man. Yeah, the band seems to have very little patience for his farm workers.
Yeah. Yeah, I just look with a farm, right? Oh, man. This is an adult swim series waiting to happen. This dude will fit right in with like doing a Adult Swim series. I mean, he did.
Well,
I mean,
just so long as no one else gets put on shit detail.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, the song is great. Get the Gibbs killing it. Madlib doing the damn thing. Bandana coming June 28th. I can't wait. And what movie appetite? There is a song which features both both Pusha T and Killer Mike.
Okay then, now my attention is caught. So 25 more days.
Yep.
It's gonna be wild. So yeah, that basically does it for the new song discussion. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the news, so stay tuned. We're back. So let's start here with one of our other favorite passions as far as the people on this podcast are concerned, video games. Lots of exciting things happening when it comes to, you know, gaming and stuff. I mean, especially since we got E3 coming up next week. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of stories coming out of that. You may or may not hear me on another podcast talking about these things. Keep an ear out for that. But this is not about any of those games. This is about a game called Ion Maiden, which was a first-person shooter that came out in 2018. I never heard of this game. My 2018, I'm pretty sure, was at least half spent with stuff like Breath of the Wild, Smash Bros., and Yakuza 0. But as you can tell, the name sounds very similar to a certain popular iconic classic metal band we might all know and love, that being Iron Maiden. See, with an R, so it's like an iron instead of an ion, which is like a subatomic particle of some kind. I mean, it's kind of an important distinction, but apparently that doesn't matter to the lawyers representing Iron Maiden, I guess. Yeah, so apparently the holding company for Iron Maiden has filed a trademark infringement lawsuit against the game developer 3D Realms to the realm of $2 million. According to their statement, defendant's Ion Maiden name is nearly identical to the Iron Maiden trademark in appearance, sound, and overall commercial impression. It characterizes the infringement as incredibly blatant and as a virtually identical imitation. If anybody's listening to this that's actually played this game, you're going to have to fill in the blanks for, you know, us, because I haven't played this game. I don't even know where you can buy it.
Apparently, this is a game inspired by 90s PC shooter games, most notably Duke Nukem 3D, of which this game was developed by the same studio, 3D Realms.
Ah, of course. And, you know, those guys do love their medals, so I hear. And according to the lawsuit, another claim here is that the protagonist of Ion Maiden, Shelly Harrison, is evidently a direct copy/riff on Iron Maiden founding member Steve Harris, also claiming that it has the same, quote, look and feel as the Iron Maiden smartphone game Legacy of the Beast, which was released 3 years ago. They're also asking for the company to cease using the name and to hand over ownership of the URL ionmaiden.com. This kind of seems like a really pithy waste of lawyer resources.
Yeah. But you know what isn't?
Oh boy, let me guess. Is Michael Lang again? Did he decide to not take a break?
Mark Kasowitz, but sure, why not? So here's that update I was promising all of you from last week. Yeah, they're not giving up Dentu's not giving up that money. The court has said, the court really didn't do anything. The court just sort of rejected Lang and Kasowitz's plot to basically get their money back. And according to this piece from Syracuse.com, quote, Judge Andrew Boric of the State of New York Supreme Court rejected organizers' attempt to force Dentsu to back off from interfering with the festival. I don't know what that means, but time is ticking. We have just over 2 months left, and they still don't have their permits, and they need it at least 45 days before, in addition to getting a permit from the state. So you need your location permits and your state permits, for health reasons. But that might not be a problem, because if you haven't noticed, Mother Nature gives no craps about festivals. It happened with Epicenter in Rockingham, North Carolina. Bad storms rolled through. And it happened last weekend at the Governor's Ball in New York. Rain came through and it canceled the Sunday night festivities.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, let's hope that doesn't happen for Riot Fest.
Ah, yes. There's our segue. So yeah, Riot Fest, celebrating its 15-year anniversary this year, taking place September 13th through the 15th in Douglas Park, Chicago. So let's just go through the lineup as it stands right now. So your top build lineups here, the top five listed bands are Blink-182, Slayer playing their final Chicago and Milwaukee show, apparently, because I thought Milwaukee was in Wisconsin.
It is.
Okay. Bikini Kill, The Rack Contours, and Rise Against.
Not bad.
Moving on from there, we have The Flaming Lips, who are listed as performing their album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. There's Jawbreaker, there's Ween performing The Mollusk, Block Party, who are performing Silent Alarm. There's Die Antwoord, Patti Smith and her band, Taking Back Sunday, who are performing their albums Tell All Your Friends and Louder Now. There's, of course, Rancid, Violent Femmes, Descendants, Manchester Orchestra, The B-52s, Dashboard Confessional performing The Places You Have Come to Fear the Most, The Story So Far, Avail, who are performing Over the James, which is certainly an album name. The Struts, Against Me, who are performing their albums Reinventing Axl Rose and Transgender Dysphoria Blues. I got lost here. Pavorous. that's your thing. Pennywise, The Starting Line, Cock Sparrer. Okay. Streetlight Manifesto, Anthrax.
Hey.
Neck Deep. Bob Mould. Hot Snakes. American Football. Guided by Voices. Ride. Lucero. Testament.
Nice.
Andrew W.K. Census Fail performing Let It Enfold You and From the Depths of Dreams. The Get Up Kids, Village People, Less Than Jake, Hot Water Music, Glassjaw performing Worship and Tribute, Gwar, The Selector performing Too Much Pressure, Anti-Flag, Nick Lowe with Los Straitjackets, Turnover, The Damned Things, nice, Cursive, Turnstile, Surfer Blood, The Ergs! Exclamation point. Save Ferris, Frank Iero and the Future Violence. Wait, the guy from My Chemical Romance?
Yeah, they put out an album a couple weeks ago.
Huh, I'd have missed that. Anyway, White Reaper, Grandson, H2O. Drink plenty of it. It's important. I don't know how, but they found me. That's actually a band name, by the way.
So it's not the Libyans. Okay.
Right. Hot Mulligan, The Who, H.U., Teenage Bottle Rocket, Prof, Cherry Glazer, Dave House and the Mermaid, This Wildlife, The Garden, Draculas, Dead Swords, Can't Swim, Caroline Rose, The Beaches, Matt Karakes, Angel Dust with a dollar sign, Microwave, nothing about if Jory Karen is going to be there as well.
Aw.
PQ.
Onomatopoeia.
Of course. Sincere Engineer. Skating Polly. No Parents. Ultra Q. Lando Chill. Cleopatrick. Elder Brother. Thin Lips. Chaos. Kalimasi. Yours Truly. Ganser. Ramona. Hooray, My Parents Are Here. The Porta Hotties.
Okay.
Anus Tart. Final Wave. The original lineup of Your Lineup Sucks, Bro.
Irony.
A DJ set from No Reentry. And Speculation Mega Thread. I'm convinced that last line is almost entirely joke names, but I have no way of proving that.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a pretty cool list here. It's you got a good blend of punk, metal, a little bit of alternative, and a whole lot of mid-2000s active rock, which that's always cool.
Yeah, you know, so to all you people going there, you'll have fun, I'm sure. And if you understand what a anus tart is, then good for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those last couple were just jokes, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have a lot of the stuff in my iTunes library, which, speaking of, let me just say something here really quick. I listen to quite a lot of music and have quite a bit stored up here on the old computadora, as I believe they say in, you know, Spanish. They probably don't. I probably messed that up. But that's important to me. Like, I gotta have all these files conveniently accessible by one core mechanical organizing system, program, whatever you want to call it. Even if it's something like iTunes, which can be quite annoying at times, I'm still grateful that I have it because I have invested way too much time into maintaining that library for it to just suddenly disappear or go away in some kind of capacity. Anyway, what are we talking about next?
So, I mean, you're still going to have that. It's just going to be a little different. So, you might have heard last week, there were some reports coming out that Apple was killing off iTunes. And they kind of aren't. Allow me to explain. So, as I mentioned earlier in the intro, Apple had their Worldwide Developers Conference, which is their annual summer event to show off all the new stuff coming out for users and developers, enterprise people, all that kind of stuff. And, well, they had jokes of their own regarding iTunes, saying, what can't it do? Because, as we all know, iTunes is the home for music, movies, TV shows, podcasts, and so much more. And while the reports did come out that said that iTunes was going to be killed off, it's only getting killed off in name. It's, well, for us Mac users anyway, which of the three of us would be me, it's going to be branched off into separate programs once the new macOS update rolls out in the fall. It'll be shifted into music, podcast, and TV, similar to what we have on iOS. And from what I understand, the music application is going to work much like iTunes. You'll still be able to get all your music saved on your computer, Apple Music, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be there. You can still connect your, whatever you've got to your computer, and it'll sync up. And my understanding is that this will also work with legacy products, like, for instance, my old 10-plus-year-old 120-gig iPod Classic. Which, if that goes away, I'm gonna kill somebody. But for all you Windows people out there, don't worry, iTunes is gonna still be around.
Yeet.
Yeah. So it was kind of scary, kind of touch and go for a little bit, but you know, it's just the continuing wheels of progress rolling around. Because yeah, I'll agree, iTunes has been a little too cluttered for a little too long. It's not as sleek as it used to be. I still miss that old, you know, jukebox looking user interface. But yeah, there you go. It's dead, but at the same time, it's just getting a little bit of a facelift and a separation, in a way.
So in other words, what you're saying is the rumors of iTunes demise have been greatly exaggerated.
In a matter of speaking, yeah.
Either way, I don't gotta worry about that shit. Hell yeah, thank you, Windows!
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Bill Gates. Actually, no, I don't. You're just a guy. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, he is charitable, though. Dude.
So, yeah, now that we got all that new stuff out of the way, let's move on to the last bit of proper business here, the new album releases for the week of June 7th, 2019. Starting right at the top, we have the first new album from Pelican in 6 years with Nighttime Stories. We have the newest record from Combi Christ with One Fire. Apparently, Motionless and White's album Disguise got delayed from its past release date to this Friday, so there you go. We got a new one from Deathcore Act, Upon a Burning Body, with Southern Hostility. We have the final studio album from, at least I think it's final, yeah, from Cave In with Final Transmission. We have the newest one from Perry Farrell with Kind Heaven. Got a new project from Silver Sun Pickups called Widow's Weeds. The newest one from Tim Heidecker with What the Broken Hearted Do. New project from Santana called Africa Speaks. There's the new posthumous album from Avicii titled Tim, and apparently that new album from the Jonas Brothers called Happiness Begins.
Yeah.
Still waiting on August 30th. So, yeah, now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, name is Aura of Azure, where you will find me not only geeking out about Pokemon and making cracks at Google. I'll be trying to effortlessly avoid all the Apple snark, because I get it. You're all terribly unfunny people with no money. Suck it up. Move on.
Mark, what about you?
On Twitter, Max Havoc Media, and on my site, mynohappyone.wordpress.com, and yeah, I got nothing else.
And as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, CuriousCat, at Rob Barracuda. Email me, robert@sororesolution.com, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up by the weekend on the official YouTube channel of Sororo Resolution. So just subscribe and hit the bell tab so you're notified when new stuff goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SurrealRezo. Like us on Facebook, visit the website SurrealResolution.com for all the written content, this podcast, podcast O&A, all the lovely, lovely content. Be sure to jump into our Discord chat so you can be disappointed by E3 announcements, or elated by E3 announcements, or possibly both. And of course, shout out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for this podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. Well, that'll about do it for this week. We'll, of course, be back next time, and, of course, for the album roundup coming up next Wednesday or so. So, yeah, look forward to that, and until then, long live the king.